out that the bridegroom had already arrived, and he was meeting with five, and he shut the door. And the five foolish virgins came with the, once they have it, came back and knocked on the door and said, "Open up." And he said, "Go away." The bridegroom said, "Go away. I don't know you." And for me, that was very shocking to know that there were five virgins preparing, as well as one foolish, five foolish, and five wise. And they're all preparing to receive the bridegroom. But unfortunately, the five that were not with oil, the five that didn't have the power of the Holy Spirit in them to resist for a long time, to wait for the bridegroom, those fives, even though they prepared for a long time for him, they lost the opportunity. And this is the message that the Lord gave me after those 3 months of study. I think the most important thing for me. And it is very important for me because, you know, where I come from, I don't know you, I don't know your lives. I know many of you are filled with the Holy Ghost and you're led by the Spirit. But in my case, my particular case for me is shocking because I have received so much from the Lord. I have lived experiences, incredible experiences that many of you probably haven't. And today, I think I would like to share with you, I mean, what the Lord has done with me, the baptism of the Holy Spirit that he did with me was incredible. I had 6 months after I received, after I was saved, 6 months after. And it is 1986, 30 years ago. So you know how old I am. So, but it was only 6 months. And we were going, Jeanette and I, we married, because Jeanette is part of my testimony. She's part of the gift that God gave me. So we married, but I was still going to school. I was going to the School of Mines in Socorro, New Mexico. And I was attending this school, and we're going attending this little church. It was only 7 people in that church. The pastor, his wife, and his 2 children, Jeanette and me, and this beautiful old lady, Sister Vane, filled with the Spirit. So it was 7 of us. But it turns out, and we were going there, you know, faithfully, it turns out there was this evangelist. An evangelist came down to Socorro, New Mexico, and he was coming, traveling all over the U.S., and traveling, he was coming from Texas, and he came in, there was going to be revival in our church, and he came that week, he came from Monday through Friday. Every night he was there and playing and preaching about the Word of God, and he was telling us about that. And then on Friday, the very last day, we came, and I came late with Jeanette, I remember. And we came, and they were praising. They were the evangelist was on the piano. He was playing, and he was singing about the world getting on fire. And then I remember I was praising, I was praying when I was with my eyes closed, and I start seeing these balls of fire coming to me, balls of fire coming to me, and I was like, what is this? And then I had to sit down. I had to sit down on my seat because really I felt like a weight on me. As I sitting down, I start sliding down on my seat. I felt like I had like an elephant on top of me. I was sliding down. And Jeanette was standing next to me, and she was saying like, "Hey, stand up. Stop the nonsense." You know, she was giving me that face like, and I was like, I tell her, "Don't you feel the?" She's not at all. Get up. And I couldn't. And I remember I kept my eyes closed. I don't know if I don't remember if I was sitting or I stood up. But when I closed my eyes, I had this vision of Jesus Christ crucified. But I saw him as an outline of light. Golden color light, you know, like a neon light of him. And he was crucified, and when I look at him, he looked up. And when I looked on his right up side, I saw a stair like 2 meters wide stair going up to heaven. And it was packed with people, very tall men, like 2 meters tall men, very tall. I could see only the outline, the shape of their bodies. And they were all walking up, and it was walking up. And as I saw the stair, then I looked, and there was a little one, a little guy, short guy, and he turned around and looked at me. And I saw his round face, round eyes, and his round nose, you know, like a drawing. And the same, and when he saw me, I knew that was the little guy, the little one going to heaven. And when I saw that, I came down on my knees. I came down on my knees crying. And then as I was on the floor, there was like a cramp in my stomach, in my belly here. And I started speaking tongues. Tongues started coming out of me. Tongues that I never heard before. It was like a cry and something that I was shocked. I was on the floor. I was shocked. I was thinking, but my body was doing things that I was not able to control. But I get to understand, and the cry was the only thing that I was able to understand or think. I didn't understand the tongue, but I interpret that what it is saying is, Israel, Israel, why have you abandoned me? And it continued the same for many, many minutes, you know. And then I was on the floor, and the ceremony or the service continued. After they were worshiping, then there was a sermon, and I was on the floor all the time, crying and speaking in tongues. And then there was a dinner after the service. And my Jeanette took me by the arm, took me to the place for the dinner. I couldn't eat. I was in the corner. I just put on the corner, face on the corner, crying and speaking in tongues. And then she had to grab me by the arm after the dinner, took me to the place where we're living, to our apartment. And she was speaking to me. I couldn't speak with her with Spanish or English, but only tongues. So she put me to sleep, and I kept on crying, put me to sleep until the next day I was able to speak, you know, Spanish, you know, and that was something very shocking for me. And then the first thing that I did, I called my friend, the one who led me to the Lord, and he was a Baptist. Hey, Jim, let me tell you what happened here. I was confused. I never have heard about anything about baptism of the Holy Spirit or speaking in tongues like that. And I told Jim, and I asked him, and said, and after I explained all this to him, he said, "Oh, Jorge, be careful. That must be from the devil. Because Jesus Christ is not crucified. He is sitting on the next right hand of the Father. So careful with that." "Are you sure, Jim?" But inside of me, I know. Poor Jim. But then I called the other friend. My friend, he was a Pentecostal, the first one that talked to me about Jesus. And when I explained this to me, he says, "Oh, Jorge, praise the Lord, you just received the Holy Ghost, baptism of the Holy Ghost." And he was so excited. And he said, "Oh, man, I wish I had the same experience that you did." When he said that, and I was so grateful and so joyful, and my life changed. I have to tell you that I got so bold about Jesus. I went and witnessed to people. We went to the different apartments, knocking doors and telling people about Jesus. And people opened the door and they received it. They received it, and it was such a great joy and a change in my life. And really, it was being one of the best experiences I had in my life. But you know, unfortunately today, I have to tell you that I didn't carry on. You know, unfortunately, I didn't follow. I got busy. I got things to do. I had to study. I had to obtain a degree. I was married already. And then little by little, I walk away from that. Little by little, I forgot about that experience and start relying on myself. And that is the problem. And that is the problem that I'm facing. But today, the Lord has spoken to me. Since December, the gift that I have received is the Lord reminding me about how much He loves us and how much He wants to stay with us and for us to acknowledge Him, because there is nothing worse than what happened to the virgins. It's very sad to be preparing all their life and missing at the last minute. And I have the risk of losing. And many, some of you also. So today we have to see this. And I would like to, please, if we could put it on the screen. We have to look for the time. So the slide with Dr. A.W. Taser. Tozer, yeah. Dr. Tozer is an author and pastor. And see, he said, if the Holy Spirit was withdrawn from the church today, 95% of what we do will go on and no one will know the difference. If the Holy Spirit had been withdrawn from the New Testament church, 95% of what they did will stop and everybody will know the difference. So this is the risk we're facing. This is the risk we're facing. We're so used to make schedules. We're so good to operate in our flesh, in our mind. Our soul takes over. So we don't miss the Holy Ghost. No, I can do it, Lord. I can do it. Steve McGill, author of the book Revelation and the Age of the Antichrist, writes that the end times will be characterized by a Christianity without the Holy Spirit. The departure of Christians from the Holy Spirit results in the removal of God's character of love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control from our culture. This is the risk that we're facing, not only for the church, but for the entire culture. And this is what we have. This is why we have to go back. This is why we have to go back. And in Luke chapter 1, verses 34 and 35, you can see. We're going to see. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Savior, the Son of God, He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. Look at the importance. I need you to see the importance of the Holy Spirit this morning. We have overlooked Him. Yes. It's like, you know, we always look at Jesus, our Savior. Well, praise God for Jesus. For the Father, just praise God. But the Holy Ghost is very important. He is here with us. So Jesus was conceived by Him. Yeah. Now, if you see, before Jesus started working, operating, doing His ministry, He was anointed by the Holy Spirit. And you see in Luke chapter 3:21, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon Him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. So the Holy Ghost is the one who anoints him. And then if you go to chapter 4, in Luke chapter 4, Jesus Christ is invited in the synagogue to read, and he opens up the scriptures and he reads Isaiah 61. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for I have been anointed to preach good deeds to the meek, to bind up the heart, the brokenhearted, to set free, to preach liberty to those that are captive, to open, set free those who are bound, and to preach the good year of the Lord." So this is the power that was in Jesus. It was coming from the Holy Spirit. And this is what the Lord has been showing us along all his word. And we have to use that. We have to use it. Because otherwise we'll be lost. We will be lost. Look in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, yes. After Jesus made all his works on earth, he was crucified, he was raised from the dead, and then before he was about to leave, the Bible says that he walked about 40 days, he walked on earth, showed himself to different people. Almost 500 people saw him. But then that day, when he was getting ready to go up, he told them to remain in Jerusalem. He told his disciples, "Remain in Jerusalem and wait for the gift, for the promise of the Father." And he said, "But you will receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth, until the end of the earth." You know. And then the disciples, they were in Jerusalem. So they covered that area. They probably went to all the part of Judea and Samaria, but to the ends of the earth. North Vancouver is the end of the earth. Canada is the end of the earth. And I don't think they didn't make it this far. But we did. But we are here. You know, so the Holy Spirit, that bless. Some people say, "Well, those promises were for them." No, it is for all of us. And we are the ones here. We are the ones here in the end of the earth. And this is what we have to do, is use that. And look what happened in Acts chapter 2, 1 and 4. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So this is what happened. Same thing happened to me. But I didn't know about this. And I had never read this. So I can tell you, it is true. I am witness. I am witness. Because as the Lord said, you know, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." Today, I'm here standing as a witness of the power of the Lord. Unfortunately, I have to recognize that I haven't done the right things. You know, I walk away. Even though I have received so many gifts, and I can tell you, he has led me, he has guided me in so many times, and he has shown me his love and kindness, I have walked away. And that's the problem. We can do that. We were singing, "Nobody can stop Nobody can stop God. But you know what? I can do it. Unfortunately, I can. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit is so sensible. He's so kind. He's so gentle. He's not going to force his way on you, on me, on anybody. He's here as a comfort, to comfort us. He's here to guide us, to lead us, if we leave him, if we allow him to do that. So it's up to us. But this is the opportunity we have. And this is the chance that we have, because the time is coming near. I don't know if he's gonna come before I go to him, but either way, something is gonna happen. Either he comes before or I go before to him. And also it goes for you. So this is the time to do it. This is the time to do it. We have the opportunity to enjoy this. Because, you know, he says he will come. Jesus said that if we just ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, he will come and fill us. He will come and fill us and anoint us, you know, anoint us. And I know you know, you have heard those words for so many times. I know you have read those, but this is the time we have to obey it and apply it to our life, because that is the reason we're not living the lives a successful, an effective life, Christian life. It's very sad. It is sad because it's a waste of time. We are wasting the great opportunity we have had to be led by the Spirit and to be efficient and to be productive in the kingdom of God and to have everything that the Lord wants us to have and to be and carry out the great commission that we have for so long. And we don't know. We're afraid even to invite people for Alpha. Oh, I'm sorry. I am respectful. I'm very Canadian, very respectful of people's faiths. They're dying. They are dead. Don't you feel for them? Well, they're so mean. They're so aggressive. When you talk about Jesus, you can talk about Buddha, you can talk about everything, but when you talk about Jesus, they get... Yeah, that's right. Because you have been doing on your flesh. There are things we cannot do. I don't know how good a speaker you are, how convincing, how articulate you are. You cannot do it. But there is one who can. It's the Holy Spirit. And he is here this morning. He is here this morning. And he wants to anoint you. He wants to touch you. On Christmas Day, we were planning on going. My family and I, we were bringing our dinner. We were going to share it with some other people who don't have anybody to celebrate Christmas. Actually, some of them don't even celebrate because they're Muslims and they don't know about this. And some of them they just don't care. So we have this great event for the 24th Eve, Christmas Eve. And we have also service here. And then on the night, on the early, at 2 a.m. on the 24th, there was this terrible pain on my teeth. Terrible pain. Oh, toothache. At 2 a.m. I woke up and I had this terrible pain and my jaw was swollen. My gums were swollen. And I start, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this pain. I bind it and inflammation. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. I start doing all this. Then all of a sudden, I hear a voice that says, it is the anointing that heals. The anointing. Holy Spirit. I say, yes, Holy Spirit, please anoint me. Please bring your anointing. And I can feel like oil coming down my face. All of a sudden, the pain is gone. All of a sudden, everything, the pain on the jaw is gone. And he also remembered, and go to the dentist tomorrow. Kilo. You know, everything was gone. So next day I said, Jeanette, I told Jeanette, look what happened. She said, yes, but I have to go to the dentist. Okay, let's go. Call the dentist. Yes, Mr. Rios, yes, we have the very last spot here of the day is open. So you come down. So I have to go there. Praise God. You know, my teeth was fixed, but no swelling, no pain. You know, it is the Holy Spirit. So here's here today. And today, my main, the most important part of this meeting is that we pray for the Holy Spirit to come. And you receive him. The only way he will come in is if you ask him, invite him to come in, you know, to anoint you, to fill you, because this is what we have. This is the only hope we have. It doesn't matter how the shape, how much effort we have made, you know, as virgins, taking care of ourselves, but no oil. How are we going to be effective witnesses? No oil. This place should be packed. If people should know about Jesus, we won't have enough room here. If they knew about the power of the Holy Ghost, there won't be a seat empty here. But who's going to go and tell them? Who's going to tell your boss that he's dead in his sins? Pastor Owen doesn't even know him. You have to tell your neighbor about Jesus. But we need the Holy Ghost. So this is what we're going to do today. We're going to pray. And we're going to ask him to come. We're going to ask him to come down. And he has great gifts to us. So please close your eyes. We're going to pray right where you are. Close your eyes and we're going to invite him. Thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord, for the opportunity of being here, Lord. And Holy Spirit, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you bless, Lord, these people, Lord, my brothers and sisters this morning, Lord. Yeah, you come down, Lord. And you anoint him, Lord. Anoint him in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Please anoint him, Father. Come down. Holy Spirit, we invite you this morning. Come, Lord, and bless us, Lord. Anoint us, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive him. Receive him. Accept him. Receive him. Ask him to go. Gentleness, Lord, may come down and fill him, Lord. Fill him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, Father, that they may feel it, Father. I ask you, Lord, that they may experience you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Thank you. everybody's needs, Lord. You need everybody's needs. You know everybody's needs, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus to bless them, Lord. Bless them. Lord, anoint them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anoint them. Anoint us, Lord. We need you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Great gifts for you. Gifts of prophecy, gifts of service, gifts of teaching, each of us, gifts of encouraging, leading, giving, showing mercy, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discernment of spirits, faith, miracles, healing, tongues, interpretation of tongues. All those gifts come from the with the Holy Spirit, and those are available. Those are available for you. And you receive them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you receive them. They are useful for you. In the name of Jesus, use them for His glory, for His honor. In the name of Jesus, so that you can become the witnesses. You can carry out the Great Commission in the name of Jesus. Receive them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And if it is anybody sick of you today, this morning here, is anybody sick today? Touch the area where you are. Where you're affected. Touch it in the name of Jesus. I ask you to touch it with your hands and say, Lord, heal me. Heal me. Lord, Holy Spirit, heal me. The anointing of the Holy Spirit may come down and heal me. At this very moment, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the healing, Lord, that is taking place in my life. Our bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Heal me. Thank you for the healing. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord, that you touch their souls, Father. Touch their souls, Father. Heal their souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, heal those wounds. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to bless them, touch them, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have a need, whether it's a financial need, a need in your life, there's something you need that needs to be done. Salvation, somebody's salvation. You ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit in this very moment. Holy Spirit, help me with this. Help me. Help me. Thank you, Lord, allow us to acknowledge. Father, help us, Lord, to rely on you. To rely on you for your guidance, for your power, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Many of you needed prayer. Special prayer, please feel free to come down.